From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
And I'm Chad Beater.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And welcome to Defrag Tools. This is a new special three-part, first of three parts.
Yeah, on memory. We're going to follow the Windows Performance Toolkit series, but we're going to delve into memory leaks.
Nice.
So there's multiple types. The ones we're going to do are kernel memory leaks, and particularly pool-based memory leaks. That'll be this episode. Next episode will be up in user mode, and it'll be virtual memory leaks, which is... deliberate memory attempts that have been forgotten. And then the last one, which is probably more prevalent, is heap memory leaks.
I can't wait for that one.
That's all obviously native type things. Doesn't really go through the garbage collecting CLR ones with Mayoni for those ones.
Awesome.
So, what we need to talk about is with pool is how bad it is. There's a finite amount of memory in the box, and there's two types of pool. There's non-page pool and page pool. Back in episode something, we talked about pool in the kernel series on WinDBG.
And remember, pool memory is something that's allocated by drivers, so not directly by programs. Mm. So pool memory, what we're talking about here is all kernel mode related things, right? So nothing that an application would allocate directly, although it could allocate it indirectly by, you know, doing file access or something like that. The OS will go allocate pool for you for those purposes.
Mm. And as I said, there's two types, there's page and non-page. By its name, it kind of tells you how bad it is. Paged pool can be paged out. So if you leak it, we can, over time, if you're not touching it, it's a straight leak, came and went hours ago, you'll go out to the page file, and your page file will slowly grow, and you'll get to your commit limit at some point. So you can survive a bit longer with a page leak. Non-page pool is the dangerous one, if you want to call it that. It allocates it into physical RAM and can't be paged out. So roughly, you've just lost that RAM ability. And so over time, your system will get squeezed out and get smaller and smaller, and at some point, it will just die. What I mean is an allocation will fail, be it page pool or non-page pool, because there's not enough memory left to model what you want to do. And once you start getting memory failures in drivers, down goes your system. Now, Driver Verifier has testing for this. You know, it fails like 1 in 20 or something requests and kind of exercises your code. But in general, you know, people don't code for that as well as normal operation. And so that's where you get your instability.
And even if the driver itself doesn't cause a crash or something really bad when you run out of memory, you're still out of, you know, non-page pool or whatever it is, so you're going to get weird failures and things aren't going to work right. So even if the error handling is correct, you're still going to get errors.
Yeah. The functionality is going to disappear, right?
Right.
So there's a couple of ways of seeing pool. RAM map, we've talked about episode, I don't know, 4 or 5. RAM map lets you see how much pool is outstanding, and this is really the first step you want to take. Page pool and non-page pool are right here. I can't really give you numbers, but not big.
Yeah.
It's different for every OS. There's different limits in OSs. There's differences between x86 and 64 and ARM, and there's differences per OS, as I said.
This did get a little bit better in some of the newer OSs because these used to be pretty inflexible, like the non-page pool was a set size, and they did, you know, do some things in the newer versions of Windows to kind of make that a little bit more flexible.
Yeah, I mean, particularly in x86, it was the issue. There was just a finite 4 gig address space, and it was in the 100, 130, 150 meg range was the max, full stop.
Mm-hmm.
For non-page, and there's just no way of having more than that in that address space. And as we went up into 64-bit, the issue went away, and then just became a process of management rather than limitation. So.
But even if you're not running into it, think the term non-paged pool kind of, you know, implies, as the term implies, that memory is not able to be paged out. So that is physical RAM that is being used on your system that will not be able to be paged out for other purposes. So it's just memory that's being used. So, you know, if you have an 8 gig system and you have, you know, however many hundreds of megabytes used by non-paged pool, well, that's not usable by anyone else ever.
Yeah, you're losing cache and accuracy, file caching, you're losing everything. So your performance will just go down and down and down.
So what do you look at here to try to determine if you have a problem or not?
So it's one of those kind of like instinctive things, unfortunately. I can't give you a number. I really can't. We'll link to Mark's Pushing the Limits series on his MSDN blog, under Mark's blog. He did a 7 or 8 part series on memory leaks and every single one of those. And there's one on page pool and non-page pool leaks. And he does explain the limits. It's probably the best way of reading about it because it is very subjective. Uh-huh. And so you need him to describe all of the factors involved. But big numbers, right? I mean, I've got an 8 gig system and this is running with 200 or 300 meg each. Okay, to me it's a little bit high, but it's okay. But if they were up at 1 gig, like 1/8 of your system, instantaneously I'd be going, red flag. It's more of a thing that you see it grow, right? So if point in times, if it's flat, well, that's what your system's using. That's what you're asking of it, and that's where it is. But if you run some performance monitor traces and see some growth, then you have an issue, and that's what we're going to go through today. So you can get an idea of where you are with RAM map very quickly, and then you can actually filter it down, pull tag here, and say, okay, show me all the ones to that tag. But it's kind of clunky in the design. You can't really work out which one's the worst right now without going through each one by one. There's no real sorting or anything. So there's other tools for that. If you wanted to know the sizes, we can do what we did many episodes ago and do a kernel debug. And I have LiveKD set up correctly with all the paths and stuff. So I'm debugging my own machine. Loading. And then what we're going to do is use a command called pull use, which we went through previously. And we just want to say, for example, sort by the amount of non-page pull, right? And so that's bit number two.
Well, bit one, but value two.
And so this is going to scroll for many, many pages on my box. And the highest non-page pull user will be at the top. And you go, hey, that tag. So every allocation has a four-letter tag. And then you can associate with each one with a driver. So at this point, we know that the file tag has used the most amount of RAM on my box, which is 6 meg. And ETW has used 5 meg, and NTFX, which I'm guessing something to do with NTFS.
Mm-hmm. It tells up here.
So you can kind of get an idea of what's bad, but you still don't have the stack, right? You still don't know, okay, what operation led to that allocation that was bad, and so you have an inkling of what it's about. Like, I really don't know what an NTFFX allocation was made. And so this is where Windows Performance Toolkit kicks in. Another script that's on the SkyDrive. Look at the top of the article for the link. Too many scripts. Here we are. So the one we're going to use today is pull. While that's running, I should show it to you. Pull. Standard prefix, proc thread and loader for process threads and image information. And pull is the keyword. You can grab a stack at when these things happen, which is what we want, because we want to see who allocated it and what the stack was, which is what the first one is. And then there's two types of alloc: session and normal alloc. So let's make a leak. So this hasn't started tracing yet. I'll let it start tracing. And then what we're going to do is download a program called Not My Fault. Sysinternals book, not to be confused. Sorry, Windows Internals book, not to be confused with Sysinternals. No, not today, thank you. And then right here in the middle is Not My Fault. All right, I've already downloaded it, just to save some time. And under here we can do leaks, and I'm going to leak a page so that way it's not too disruptive to my system. And as this goes along, we're now leaking once per second, 1 megabyte. All right, and so I can stop that. Stop the tracing. And look at the ETL file. crossing my fingers as the symbols load. And so it's under memory pool. And so this is the cumulative size, and what we actually want is the outstanding. So cumulative is how much a driver is coming and going. So if you want to know who's just churning my memory, but doing a job, but freeing it, you use cumulative. Outstanding is what there is right now in the thing. And no surprise here, you can see this staggering line. And that's, as you can guess, a pull tag called leak, which is from Not My Fault. As you can see, there's page and non-page split out. And this is where there's a type column, and this is where all the magic is. So let's put that on the front. So there's four types of allocations possible, and what I'm going to do is scan this area. So I'm inside the growth, right? So within that little area, there was four types of allocation, or four categorizations of the memory allocation. AOFO stands for allocated outside, freed outside, the current scope of XPerf. So someone allocated it in the trace that we have, someone allocated it here, we're looking at this area here, and it freed it over here. Right, and so the example of that is the allocations at the start of Windows of Not My Fault, and then when you press cancel, it freed it. Right, so they're outside the window because I'm in a middle point. Allocated inside, freed outside is the one we want. I'll get back to that one, and then everything else is kind of obvious. Allocated inside, freed inside. Someone allocated it, but they freed it, so they're perfect. Mm-hmm. And then allocated outside, freed inside. So that. Someone allocated it before the trace started, and inside the window we're looking at right now, they're freed. The one we care about is this one, allocated inside, freed outside. So at the period we're looking at, it was allocated,
but not freed.
So that means it's a leak. So there is some page pull ones and non-page pull ones, and in this one, not surprisingly, there is the leak. You can see its total size over here. And then if we add the stack column, squeeze everything out, squeeze, and you can see the stack of the allocation. So there's a thread program, Not My Fault, the EXE, the user mode program. It's called Not My Fault because a user mode program can't make a kernel leak. Right, you actually have to defer it to someone else, and you'll see that in a sec. So Not My Fault happened. It was on a common control property sheet. So that's the three tab dialogues that were on. There was a message that got dispatched, which is me pressing the button. It went into some Not My Fault code. We got question marks because we haven't got the PDB of Not My Fault. And then it called device IO control. Right, so device IO control is the one and only Win32 function to directly talk to a driver. You can do it indirectly, so like, you know, file open and stuff like, file create and stuff like that. But if you directly want to talk to a particular driver, device IO control is the function for that. You can see them kind of refactored into kernel base right there. Goes into the ZW version, which is the translation between user mode and kernel mode. Now we're in the kernel. It got redirected into myfault.sys. So Not My Fault loads and puts makes a device driver, puts it in the kernel, and then Not My Fault talks to my fault and through device IO control, and then it did an allocate pull tag.
And so that kind of illustrates what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, where these pool allocations are only done by drivers. Mm. So that's why, in order to make this happen, Not My Fault.exe has to have a companion driver that it loads in kernel mode to do this.
Yeah, and that's all there is to pull leaks. I mean, pull leaks is you track it for a period of time, you watch growth, you find out which tag is growing over time and or over an operation like a spike or something, and then you just look at the allocated inside, freed outside type, and make sure that you're looking at the right zoom, and I'll do that again. So what you want to do If we put the what was on the front? How did I? Must be paged. Why don't I have that? Anyway, I'm not sure what happened there, but you just look at the window and then you zero in on the time during your operation and after it, and then pass the leak. Simple as that.
So I'm sure a lot of people watching are wondering what would happen if you just let it keep leaking that memory for hours and hours.
Do you want to do that really fast?
Maybe they could try that at home.
We could
on a system that you don't mind rebooting forcibly at some point. Actually, it'll run a lot longer with a page pool leak than a non-page pool leak.
It should. Actually, my page file is huge, actually, so let's do physical.
Yeah. What'll happen, I think, eventually, is you'll start getting
issues,
strange errors.
Wobbly.
Well, your system will not behave well. Well, with a non-page pool leak, you'll probably see it paging a lot to the hard disk.
Yeah, this has 8 GB RAM.
Excuse me, with a page pool leak, you'll see it. Yeah. It might take a while if you have a lot of RAM. But keep in mind that pool is not all of your RAM. We have to have RAM allocated for user mode, too. So even if you have 16 gigs of RAM, you don't have 16 gigs of page pool.
Yeah.
So.
And.
Maybe left as an exercise to the viewer.
So it's got to the absolute limit. It's pushed everything out that it can, and it's trying to do the smallest allocation it can. And it's pushing the system to its limit. So my system's fitting in 37 meg right now. And the leaking program's got the rest of it.
Nice.
So if we try to run some stuff.
It's going to be slow.
Yeah. I'm pressing Windows R. Yeah, it's dead.
Yeah.
Press Windows key. It's dead.
Everything's paged out.
Yeah, there it goes.
There you go. And that is the show for this week. So if you have questions, email us at defragtools@microsoft.com. Thanks for watching.
Have a good week.